After a fateful near miss, an assassin battles his employers and himself on an international manhunt he insists isn't personal. The Killer, starring Michael Fassbender as the killer and Tilda Swinton as the expert. This is my second Michael Fassbender movie I am reviewing in a day, the other one being The Next Goal Wins. This is a polar opposite of the type of film that I'm reviewing, showing Michael Fassbender's range in great detail. What I liked about The Killer is that it is a thriller. This is a film that starts off in the beginning with him having a target stationed in a building directly across from him and just waiting out the right moment to take that shot because he is a hired assassin. I believe this film played in the theater maybe one weekend. It's listed on IMDb as having grossed $416,000. However, I know it is playing on Netflix. That is where I viewed it. I'm going to be entering spoiler territory. When the killer finally decides that he is about to go ahead and make that shot, his target across the way, there's a female that's entertaining him. When the killer takes a shot, she suddenly moves. She ends up getting shot instead of the target. From that point forward, the killer has to try to make his escape. He knows he's messed up. As he makes his escape, he exits that building quickly. We don't know who his target was. We don't know if it was a politician. We don't know who it was, if someone a high value sort of target, but he makes his way. He gets all the way to the airport. He flies out and he heads to the Dominican Republic where he has a house with his assumed girlfriend, but he's a little too late. By the time he gets there, his employers had already hired someone to try to kill him and they sent them there. And instead, they attacked the girlfriend. By the time the killer gets over there, he was too late to protect his girlfriend, but they didn't murder her. She was beaten severely and was in the hospital. At that point, the killer decides he's going to take revenge on everyone connected to this entire operation from the top to the bottom. And that is what this film is about. It is about him stalking out, searching for every person that had anything to do with this, not making it personal, keeping his emotions out of it, and getting his revenge, ultimately protecting his loved ones. The film was very light on dialogue, but it did give you insight into the mindset of this killer on how he thought. I thought that was interesting, how they portrayed the killer, this type of an individual, almost psychopathic, just can't have emotions tied to the acts that he's doing, not have empathy. When you have your target, you just go for it. And that's how they portrayed it. I personally found it really interesting. Since I'm such a big fan of Michael Fassbender, I probably would watch this again, and I give The Killer 5 stars. I enjoyed it.